Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
It's round nine on the Monday Waffle. My name is Joel Saratsis. I'm in the studio with the Dream Team, Soph Clappin and Verity Hughes. Guys, this trifecta is surely the Dream Team of the Monday Waffle.
I think so.
Don't tell the other three that, but I think okay. We are. How was your weekend of Waffle, guys?
It was good.
Yeah. Nothing too upsetting.
Nothing major, was there?
Nothing major, but still, you
well,
know.
Well, we all had good week, a good week, didn't we? All of our teams did well.
Everyone, yeah, that's very true, actually. So except for Josh.
We have nothing to complain about.
Except for Josh. But oh well. We'll live and learn. Straight into the games, guys. Let's get into it. Verity, take us through your East Freo boys. What happened down there at Adams Stadium?
Yep, Sharkers bra. Still going continuing their momentum. 39-point win over Perth at Adams Stadium. They had 16 goals, 12 points, 108 to Perth's 10 goals, 9-69. They had a good start. It was 6-2 in the first quarter. Captain Jamie McNamara, he had 5 goals up forward, Joel.
That is awesome.
That's the first for him.
First time he's ever, yeah, different role. He plays out in the midfield, but went up forward, and hey, he might stay there. That's a great return.
And he was coming back from an injury, so.
First game, a trooper.
And he also took, apparently, a ripper screamer on the back of Michael Sinclair. George Hampson, best on field. He had 4 goals and 30 disposals. And Brett Peake, the veteran, he had 3 goals to his name. And Brock O'Brien, 37 disposals. Perth, Aidan Tropp, last year's Sandover medal winner, he had 33 disposals. Clint Jones, my contender, my man,
he had 31. Sandover medalist.
31 disposals to his name. Julian Jacobs, 32. Not much to say, really, other than I think that Perth did okay against them, considering, you know, a 39-point loss when considering they beat Subi last week by 80 points. I think Perth did, you know, can still hold their heads up.
They were competitive, yep. Very competitive, stayed competitive throughout the game, which is good for them. Hopefully going forward, they can win a few more games. And hey, who knows, Perth might sneak into the finals. Alrighty, the South Freo Bulldogs versus the Peel Thunder. Peel had a lot of Dockers players back in their squad. Primarily, Michael Barlow, that's a big out for the Dockers. Came down, Ross Lyon said early in the week, they were looking for a bit more pace at the Dockers, and Michael Barlow, those ageing legs of his, don't have enough...
spring chicken.
Yeah, don't have enough push away from the contest, so they're looking for a youthful outlook at the Dockers, so Michael Barlow might get a few more games down at Peel, but he had 39 disposals, Verity, that is huge. So when
That's
you have
a big number.
Yeah, when you have 39 disposals at Waffle level, you might get a call up straight away. But
well, fingers crossed, because he played well. So
he did play very well. Him and Matt DeBoer, D-Floor, as Josh calls him, also had 39 disposals for Peel. They were both good, but the game result didn't go their way, unfortunately. South Freo, top of the ladder, 16-11, 107 to 9-12, 66. They kicked the last 7 goals of the game to finish off strong to cement their spot at the top of the ladder. It was Ryan Cook, the captain's 100th game for South Freo. Ben Saunders kicked another 3, and who else, Verity, than Ashton Hams with another 35 disposals. I thought he got 35.
It's good to see that he wasn't as tagged as hard as last week.
No.
And that there were no breakout fights again.
You know what, I can't wait for the next time that that South Freo play Perth is Ashton Hams versus Clint Jones, just head-to-head. Just let them just...
That would just be the most epic...
It probably would. We're definitely going to go to that game, Verity.
Oh, I'll be there.
I'll dress up like Ashton Hams and you dress up like Clint Jones.
Okay.
So, South Freo, another big win, cementing their spot at the top of the ladder. Peel, on the other hand, well, they're still in the finals as well. They're fourth on the ladder at the moment, 4-4. So a bit of an up-and-down season, but that's to be expected with the Dockers players coming up and down. East Perth, my boys, also had a win. Soph, tag us through that game.
So, yes, East Perth came out on top with 17-12, 114 to Swans 23. So, it was a bit of a thumping, actually. East Perth got 6 goals for the first quarter at Medibank Stadium, which I guess just cemented their momentum, and they went forward from there. Jonathan Giles got 3 goals, as did Brant College. And then Kane Lucas was 35 disposals, Stephen Payne, 29, Jackson Nelson, 29, and Lewis Jetta, who coming off from the Eagles, played very well with 29 disposals as well, who said this after the game.
Yeah, good, just to get back in, get some touch, get some form, and I thought I did that today, but I still got a lot to work on, so all good.
Happy with how you went?
No, not really. Still got to work on my work rate. Helped the boys down, and then two-way running, so I still work on some stuff during training.
What was it like playing off
it? It's good. I played against my brother, so it's good fun. Good old times, back to 2007 and 8 and 9, so yeah.
Bit of dance between the two?
Yeah, no, we all for early days, so that's us, we always get into each other. It's good fun.
What was it like when you got the news that you were being sent back to the Waffle this week?
I'm still happy. I'm doing what I love. Just playing footy, so happy days.
Confident that you can make it back and get back to some of your glorious form?
Yeah, I'm confident. I'm always going to back myself, so I'll just do what I can, control what I can control, and work on it during training and put my name up there for a spot, so yeah.
As for the Swans, Adam Faulkner had 34 disposals. Talon Ames, Ricky Carey kicked 3 goals, while Matt Riggio with 33, Justin Simpson 26, and Clutterbuck 22. So they played well, but they just, they couldn't get up, unfortunately.
Last game of the round was a battle of the big cats. It was Subiaco versus Claremont. Soph Clappin has this report.
Subiaco went up against Claremont on Saturday at the Showgrounds to cement another win for the season. First quarter was evenly scored, with Claremont only trailing by 6 points. But Subiaco ran away with it in the second half, setting up the eventual 44-point victory. Second gamer Leon Ryan booted 4 goals alongside Clancy Wheeler, who got 21 touches and 6 marks. Meanwhile, Hamish Shepherd went goalless last week but returned to kick 6 goals, 17 possessions and 10 marks. Here's what he had to say after the game.
Mate, absolutely. I didn't kick one last week, so it was good. Good to get back on the board.
Now, you were playing down in the southwest last year and earned a late call-up after Grimley went back to Essendon.
Yeah,
what's it like to be back in the Waffle? You didn't expect it, obviously.
No, I didn't really expect it at all. It was about 2 weeks before the season, and Scully gave me a buzz. So, I'm really enjoying it at the moment. So, yeah, it's really good.
And you were playing coach down there. Do you feel that's helped your footy in any way?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. I was supposed to be doing it again this year, but yeah, late call up, and thought, why not? You know, like, don't have that much time left in the system, and thought we'll give it a crack again.
Lockie Delahunty racked up 27 possessions for Subiaco alongside Craig Hoskins, who logged 24, and Carl Horsley, who had 23 disposals. Subiaco coach Jared Schofield said this after the game.
Look, I thought for majority parts of the day, I thought we executed quite well on all the things that we planned for and we spoke about. Unfortunately. Yeah, he's still looking for that four-quarter effort, and I just felt like, in the last quarter, we probably just fell away a little bit, and that's why, you can never sort of rest on your laurels. But, I'm proud of the boys, how they responded with their intent after a disappointing effort the previous week. So, it's good to get back on the winners list, that's for sure. The competition is very close. We have a lot of guys that are new into our side that are still adapting to our style and our game plan and their roles, and like I said, I thought today, for majority parts today, more so than probably what we've had previously, that I thought that we executed quite well.
Claremont has lost the last 4 matches, and Bo Maester, Darcy Cameron and Hayden Busher all failed to kick a goal against Subiaco. But Jack Richardson was able to snap 3 goals, along with Jack Bradshaw, Jai Bolton and Ian Richardson, who scored 2. Claremont will verse East Fremantle next week at the Showgrounds, while Subiaco goes up against West Perth at Medibank Stadium.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
We're now joined by Nick Rinn, who was boundary riding for the Claremont Subiaco game over the weekend, broadcast on Channel 7. Nick, thanks for joining us.
Nick, one of the big wins we found this week was Subiaco versus Claremont. What do you think stood out against that game?
Just the fact that Subiaco are bloody good. Claremont didn't do a whole lot wrong. They leaked a little bit through the middle at times. But Subiaco just lit them. The ruck division's it's got to be the strongest in the comp, with Lachlan Delahunty and Clancy Wheeler going through there. And Hamish Shepherd probably had his best game for Subi up forward. So led up to the ball really well. Marked everything that came his way and ended up kicking 6 goals. So
they're quite a brave kind of side. You know, their defenders are pretty strong. And do you think that makes, why they're winning so much? Or what, I guess, stands out?
Yeah, and they spread the load really well in defence too. They position really well and just don't give you too many opportunities at it. I think that showed at the weekend. Darcy Cameron, who's been one of the form forwards of the comp, I think he went goalless and barely got a touch. And that's thanks to some of Subi's big key defenders. So they're really strong, really, all over the field. There's sort of no one area you can pinpoint there. They're just a bit of a beast, Subiaco.
That's Soph Sajda. She's happy to hear all about
stoked,
that.
I'm to be honest.
So. The East Freo versus Perth game, would you say that maybe Perth can hold their heads high considering East Freo whopped Subi last week by 80 points? So it was only a 39-point win that the Sharks had over them this week. Do you think Perth did okay considering?
Yeah, they did. Look, they did do okay considering, but I think Perth are at the point now where they're sick of sort of holding their heads high with brave losses. You just want to crack through for the win, so they'll get a little bit out of it, but really not. They're probably not going to take too much comfort in the fact that they were able to get close. East Freo are always going to be after you have such a big win over over the premiership favourites and stuff, you're always going to come down to earth a little bit. Which I think is what happened. But they, again, they got, Brock O'Brien went nuts in the back line. George Hampson is really coming into some of his best form, some form we haven't seen from him for a good few years. So they're a good side, East Fremantle. The Demons are just where the Demons are, unfortunately. They'll just keep trying to battle away and get better every day.
And the Swans, what do you think they need to do? They're having a really tough time of it this season. 23 points all up against East Perth's 114. What do you think it is that they need to do?
I think they're just going to try and ride it out. They lost a lot of good, two of the better players probably in the Waffle last year, and Nathan Broad and Ryan Davis. And they've just gone again for youth, so they're trying to push their young guys up, and hopefully, that's what they're going to try and build the club on. Really, they're going to get some games with their young guys, and they're clearly not going to play finals this year. So it's all about promoting that youth, which they've done for the last few years.
They're known for good recruitment and building up great players, and then they go too quick.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're very good at developing their kids, and so all their best kids are getting drafted, which has hurt them a little bit. But again, on the weekend, I think one of their best, Griffin Logue, was named as the coaches named him as their best, and he's an 18-year-old key defender. Anderson, I think, is the other one. Forgive me, I can't remember his name. He's another 18-year-old. Had a lot of touches running through the middle.
It's kind of forward. Hats off to them for producing. They can kind of take a bit of credit for that, producing these great guns.
Yeah, they can, and it's the club's really turned around for the last few years. Previously, they would go out and get a whole bunch of big name recruits and probably pay overs for a few of them. But now they're really, the club is built on the local players and their own youth that they've sort of done the work with and improved. So time will tell. Whether this approach is going to work long term, but you'd suggest that getting the games into these kids now will make them pretty handy players sort of 4 or 5 years down the track.
Yeah, definitely. And looking at, I guess, the veterans of the game, South Freo captain Ryan Cook celebrated his 100th game. I guess just touching on that finally, do you think these veterans are great aspirations for those young guns?
Yeah, and then Ryan Cook in particular is just a game winner, really, when the going gets tough sort of late in games. He's one of the guys who wills the Bulldogs over the line. We saw that last week at Claremont. He had something like 10 touches in the last quarter and kicked 2 goals when they came from behind to win that game at the Showground. And he's done a lot for that club, so to see him get a win in his 100th would have been pretty special, and it would have been a pretty good moment for most of the people there at the club. So it's been fantastic for the Dogs.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down.
I'm Josh Garl. This is Garlop Stipping. No more Birchie. She's out. I'm in. Let's tip.
Everyone just needs to chill out. I'm Soph Clappin, and I've got this. This is my tipping now. We're looking at tips this week. Self-proclaimed tipping queen Laura Birch has come out on top with 4 points, alongside Verity yourself, Joel, and me.
We've done well.
Yeah, all 4 points. But of course, Laura sits on top with 23. And then Kelly and Josh actually lost this week with only 3 points. So at the moment, Laura's on top, followed by Kelly, Vez, yourself, Joel, myself, and Josh. So you know what? It's only kind of mid-season, so we'll see what happens.
Look out. And Josh Gull apparently has a punishment.
He does.
Due, so
time's ticking.
It's just me and Josh going to be tag teaming it all season, isn't it?
Probably.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti. I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle.
Come on. And so, what's happening on the ladder?
So, looking at the ladder, South Freo sit on top, followed by Subiaco, East Fremantle, Peel Thunder, and East Perth. And then the bottom four, we're looking at West Perth, Claremont, Perth, and Swan Districts.
Verity, let's have a quick look forward to the fixtures next week.
Looking at the round 10 game fixtures, they're all again on the Saturday. We have Peel Thunder versus East Perth at Bendigo Bank Stadium. That's at 11:40 on Saturday. And then we have Claremont versus My Sharkers Bra. That's going to be at the showgrounds. That's at 2:15. 2:15 again, Subiaco versus West Perth at Medibank. And Swan Districts versus South Freo. That's going to be at Steel Blue Oval. Some great games to look forward to for round 10 next week, Soph.
Yeah, it should be good. Looking forward to it. Now, Joel has actually just left. He's flown the coop, decided that he's put the towel in. No, I'm kidding. He's just left for the day. So we're here to say thank you all for listening, and we hope you join us next week for some more waffle. It's been a good wrap-up of round 9, Vez.
It sure has. I'm actually really happy it's the girls, just us girls signing off.
Yeah, I think it should be a weekly occurrence. I think this should be a more common theme. But look, we've loved talking about footy, and we've loved you guys listening. So have a great week, and we'll join you next time.
See you, Wafflers.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.